Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern and I help female entrepreneurs to start and scale the online marketing for their business so that they can live a life of time and freedom with confidence. In today's episode, we'll be looking at how to get more results with a big list of catchy titles using these hacks. Are you ready? Let's get into it. You'll never believe how easy it is to generate a list of catchy titles until you understand how important these are in getting readers to your blog every single day of the week. Tell me if this sounds familiar to you. You spend a lot of time coming up with the perfect focus keywords or key phrases for your next blog post or piece of content. And after completing all the necessary research and spending a few hours writing the first draft of, say, between 2,000 and 2,500 words, you make a startling discovery. There is a big need for a title that will grab the attention of your readers who are using Google to find your content or any platform for that matter. Your first, second, and third attempt leaves you feeling hopeless because you are not a copywriter by any stretch of the imagination, and the resulting titles resemble autumn leaves on a damp day after a light rainfall. If only you can grab an extra large hairdryer to restore your burnt orange glory. You see, many bloggers struggle with the lackluster blog title disease, including me, simply because we aren't naturally great copywriters. If only there was a shortcut to getting a list of catchy blog titles. Well, in this particular episode, you will learn what you can do to drastically improve your blog titles to get your audience excited about your content like a puppy for a doggy biscuit. So why are catchy titles important anyway? Well, before looking at a solution to that lackluster blog title disease, let's spend some time understanding why catchy titles are important. There are 70 million blog posts published every single month. It means that there is a good chance that there is a blog post with a similar content to yours and you need to compete for your reader's attention. Here's another shocking statistic. By the year 2020, there will be 31.7 million bloggers in the US alone. So you will need to compete with only, say, give or take, 31,699,999 other bloggers on various levels to grab your share of blog readers. On the topic of blog readers, did you know that 61% of Americans spend three times more consuming blog content compared to reading their emails? Email continues to have very strong conversion ratios. So therefore, it is important to remember that the first thing potential readers see is your content, as in your blog post content or website content or anything you put out on social media, and not your email newsletter, which means you need to put a lot of emphasis on your titles for anything, any bit of content that you put out there. Now let's spend some time looking at the 13 types of blog headlines. In fact, did you know that there were 13 types of blog headlines? Without getting too scientific or even psychological on it, let's spend some time looking at these headline types. There is no need for me to reinvent the wheel. So here's a list that was done up by the guys over at HubSpot that outlines the 13 blog headline types. Number one, they've got the best headline. So the word best has to be in the headline. Two, the make my life easier headline. It is a race headline. If I were you headline. What we do when headline. Backed by science headline. Why X people do X. Experience has taught well. Let me list them out for you headline type. Don't be stupid. Don't be ignorant. Number 12, everyone loves competition. And 13, the famous clickbait headline. So as you can see, they can be very straightforward in terms of their short description, But let's dissect them a little bit and get to know more about them. So most people know about the clickbait headline type. So let's take that one first. Okay, so a clickbait headline is a very exciting headline type. And it always seems like if someone is dangling a carrot or even a fake rabbit in front of hyped up hounds. The only drawback with this type of headline type is that you need to ensure that the content delivers on what the title has promised. Now, before I go any further, you're probably wondering where you can get access to the show notes. So just head on over to successunscrambled.com/list of catchy titles. So that's successunscrambled.com/list of catchy titles, and that's list-of-catchy-titles. Okay, so the second one is competition. So this type of headline basically compares 2 to 3 different products or services against each other. You can see 2 examples. I've left links in the show notes of this kind of headline. It normally contains a comparison of one thing versus another, like chocolate versus cheese. I don't know. It has to be competitive, doesn't it? So I guess mint chocolate versus dark orange chocolate. All right. Number 3, we have ignorance. So this type of headline reminds me of the fact that I'm always the last to know about something that is happening in my family. Yeah, I don't know if you're that type of person, but I'm always everyone always say, I thought I told you, I thought you knew. It just reminds me of that type. And again, I've left a link in the show notes of a link to this kind of headline, so you can actually go and see an example of one. You can normally spot it from far, as it normally has the phrase something like you need to know included inside of it. Next up is avoiding stupidity. We all make mistakes, and we would give anything to know or learn about something to avoid looking stupid in public. And that is what this headline type appeals to in terms of the psychology behind it. And again, I've left a link in the show notes of an example of this headline type. A great example of this title normally contains something like mistakes you should avoid inside of the headline type. Up next, we've got list posts. And you know that list posts are essential for generating traffic to your blog. But in case you need some inspiration, again, I've left a link in the show notes for this one. But a good example of one is 21 awesome things to do this winter. And it's really simple. It's just a straightforward list post. And of course, you can tweak that accordingly to make it even, you know, more appealing to your readers. Next up, we've got learning from experience. This has to be one of my favorite types of posts to read, not necessarily to create, because it allows me to learn from other bloggers or other, you know, experts out there. A practical example of this is what I learned after creating 100 blogs in 10 years. Next up, we've got why X people do X, or why X people do Y, or Z even. In some aspects, this sounds very similar to the previous post type, except it gets very specific. I've left a link in the show notes for one of those kinds, because I've created one of those kinds of blog title types. But here is one that you can chew on while listening. And it is, why the Swiss love eating cheese more than chocolate. It's a great example of, you know, that kind of a blog type or headline type. Next one up is backed by research. Nothing, and I have to tell you, nothing gets more attention than posts or articles that claim results from solid scientific research. So if you have access to it or you've done some sort of research, and it doesn't even always have to be scientific, it could be just research, you know, doing the numbers. Then obviously I'd advise you to flaunt it if you've got the statistics to back up things. And here's a good example of one of those kinds of titles. Recent research shows why vegans should avoid certain types of sugars. I know I would click on that title, for example. I mean, what sugars should vegans avoid? I want to avoid those too. Next up, we've got what we do when. And this headline type can be done in a positive or negative version. And a good example of that is why I unfollow bloggers that are advocates of Bluehost. Now, this is not something I made up. I saw this somewhere and I thought that is so clever. I have to, you know, share with my audience. All right. Next up is why you should. When I thought of this headline, it made me laugh out loud because it reminds me of a playground prank at the water fountain or, you know, wherever kids gather in the playground to drink water. I don't know if you've ever experienced this at school, but when someone is drinking, say, water from a tap or a bottle or a jug, or even at a dining table, you'd shout at a phrase like, "Don't drink from that!" And the person drinking would ask, "Why?" And the person, other person would say, "Because you get what I got." And the person said, "Oh my goodness, what did you get?" And the person would shout out, "Water." And, you know, it's a bit of a prank, but hopefully you get the understanding of, you know, why it sort of brings in so much, curiosity from your audience. And again, I've left a link in the show notes giving you an example, a real-life example of one of those. Again, you can access the show notes by visiting successunscrambled.com. List of catchy titles, and that's list-of-catchy-titles. Next up, we've got the fastest way. We live in a world of instant, Instapot, microwave popcorn, instant coffee. All of these things, you know, rice cookers, the whole lot have, you know, caused us to sort of be more productive or save time or have this ability to not be patient and to wait on stuff because we know it can be done faster. So when a reader sees that you can actually get them to their end goal faster, they will click through to learn more. And here is an example of one of those kinds of titles. Are you ready? Here goes. How to plan 30 days of healthy meals in 20 minutes or less. I'm sure you'd be interested in how to do that or how to get that done. Number 12, we've got making life easy. Do you know a way to make life easier for your readers? Well, I bet they would love to know how to plan their meals easier, even with twin toddlers in the house. Again, I've left a link in the show notes of an example of this kind of post if you're still looking for inspiration. But, you know, you can think of many ways you can make life easier for someone. And number 13, then, we've got the best way too. If you've ever been faced with a problem or a combination of problems, for example, like a car with a flat tire and it's low on gas as well, then wouldn't you be interested in a way to solve it? The best way, not necessarily a way, but the best way, the fastest, easiest, most efficient, best, ultimate way to solve that problem. Again, I've left a link in the show notes for an example of that kind of title, just in case you need inspiration. So head over to successunscrambled.com/list-of-catchy-titles. That's list-of-catchy-titles. All right. So those are the 13 types of blog titles. Just to give you a sort of a general overview. And I wouldn't say that there is a spoiler. Obviously, the one that's backed by science, if you've got the facts, use that one then. But, you know, they are quite flexible in terms of, you know, which one you should use when you're going ahead and, you know, use whichever one you seem to think that would be a perfect fit at a time of creating your piece of content. Right, so next up, we are going to be looking at how to generate those catchy titles fast. Because I don't know about you, if you've ever suffered from writer's block, you will understand how refreshing it is to get assistance from a third-party tool. It is, you know, many times you'd find yourself okay, I need to create, you've got your focus keyword or focus phrase that you want to talk about, but you have no copywriting skills and you have no idea how to get from just this one word or two words or three words into a title that will actually grab attention. Using technology will help you to reach your goals faster. And it's a bit like third-party insurance with all the ridiculous fine print and reams of paperwork. Some tools require you to have an existing title that can be tweaked, while others you would only need to have a keyword or key phrase to get results. So what I'm introducing you to here can work both ways. If it is you're stuck at the minimum level, you should have a key phrase or a keyword that you need to work with to get idea from the idea to an actual full-on attention-grabbing, amazing, mind-blowing title. But one thing before we go on, it is important to remember that these are only tools. So they can't think for you. You are the brain behind the tool. And it will take a little bit of common sense and tweaking to get the results that you want. So here are six of my favorite title generators that will help me anytime I'm stuck. And that isn't always. Many times I just need to tweak an existing title because I know what needs to be in the title. Other times I need to generate it from scratch. So number one, I have the HubSpot blog title generator. AME headline analyzer comes in at number two. The Sumo headline generator and Portent headline generator comes in at three and four. CoSchedule headline analyzer is at number five. And then title generator is at number six. Now you notice that this number one and the one at number six doesn't have a brand name because it's just a site without any branding at all whatsoever. So you're going to have to go to the show notes to find this particular one. I don't know how I managed to find it, but I found it one day and I was like absolutely blown away. But I'll explain more as we go along. Okay, so first we're going to look at the HubSpot blog title generator. It offers a fun way to generate titles for an entire week on the fly using their blog title generator, which is accessible online. Thanks so much. You get, without having to sign in or anything, you actually get access to five blog title ideas. You simply need to enter your main key phrase or keyword or even just a topic and hit enter. In fact, you have the ability to do five at one time. I've left a screenshot in the show notes. You can head on over to successonscrambled.com/list of catchy titles. That's list-of-catchy-titles to see the screenshot and examples that I'm explaining here. So in this particular example, my key phrase was curated content. And one of the titles that was generated by the HubSpot tool was the next big thing in curated content. And you can see it's really simple, but it's just a matter of, I guess, knowing what to write to get the impact needed. Again, I've left a link in the show notes to the HubSpot title generator. So head on over there and you can get access to that there. Next up, we've got the AME headline analyzer. As the name implies, this particular tool analyzes your existing blog headline to give you a rating as well as the type of wording that resonates with it. I really like it because it not only gives you like a score in terms of percentages, but it also has a bit below that tells you, okay, this is the emotional value is this, but it also suits a certain market. So sometimes it will be spiritual, intellectual, that kind of thing in terms of the type of audience that's suitable for it. So it goes into a bit more of the psychology behind your title, which is really good, which is what I would use for the polishing aspect of it as opposed to generating an actual title. So you can use a HubSpot tool, for example, to generate a title and then take the title, tweak it according to what you want, and then stick it into the AME headline analyzer to see what is the emotional value on that emotional score on that particular title, as well as the audience that will actually get more, will I guess resonate with your title compared to any other audience. So you will notice if you head over to the show notes, I have a screenshot there of a first draft of my blog title for this particular podcast episode. And the blog post contained a very long title, which was generate a big list of catchy headlines and attention-grabbing blog titles fast. And I got an emotional score of 8.33%. And it also got a neutral feedback in terms of it doesn't appeal to any specific audience. It's very neutral. The trick here is you want to aim for a score, an emotional value score of an emotional marketing value score of over 20%. So mine was very poor. I needed to do something about that title. And I've worked on it, and now it's scoring between 25% and 30%, or 33%, should I say. So that's what you want to make sure that you do with this particular one. And you know, it just goes to show you how important it is, the title of any piece of content is, to get readers to your blog. So next up, we've got a Sumo headline generator. It's a little bit more complicated compared to the first two that I just mentioned, which is the HubSpot one and the AMA one. It requires you to enter a lot of detail. So again, I've got a screenshot in the show notes. When you head over to the tool, you notice that it actually has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different sections. The first one is a numbered list, a how-to title, explanatory or why type title, a strong or controversial type title, fun or playful title, and a DIY headline formula title. So all of them are separated into 6 different categories, and you can decide which one you want to lean towards when you're using this particular headline generator. So say, for example, in the example I've left in the show notes, I use the strong or controversial headline type. And after choosing that one, when you click on it, you're presented with, let's see, how many boxes? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different boxes. And what you need to do then is follow the instructions. So they will have one that says, enter the topic, the desired outcome, the precious thing that the person will be getting, the undesired outcome, the audience who you're addressing, as well as something that could affect the outcome. So something that could affect the outcome could be an obstacle, and you sort of have to know your audience in an intimate way in order to use this headline generator. Even if you half know your audience, you'll find this one actually would make sense over time the more you get to know your audience. So just complete the blanks and the results will show. You may or may not like it, but give it a go, because it sort of helps me to get a better handle in terms of the components that make up a title. So as I mentioned, that you have your title might have in it the audience, the sort of desired outcome, the precious thing, the undesired outcome, as well as the something that can affect the outcome. All of those things making up a single title. And a title should be longer than 55 or 60 characters, just bearing that in mind as well. So imagine having a title that has all of those different elements that make up the full title. Okay. Again, the show notes, you can find them at successunscrambled.com/list-of-catchy-titles. That's list-of-catchy-titles. So the portent headline generator is up next. It's one of the most hilarious and even outrageous generators of headlines that I have personally come across. Anyway, you will notice that you may need to tone it down a bit, because many of the suggestions that will show up are like just totally outrageous. So in the example I've left in the show notes, I've entered the key phrase curated content again as my subject. And if you look at the results, and I know you can't see the results, but I'll tell you what the results have been. So I put in curated content, and the title that was generated by the Portent Content Idea Generator is Why Curated Content is Cuter Than a Kitten. And as you can see, just like, oh my goodness, what kind of a title is that? But you can see why a title like that would actually get people to click through, because it sort of has a bit of curiosity and, you know, what on earth thoughts that's going through the person's head when they see a title like that. They would be tempted to click through. I mean, you just have to click through to find out, you know, what's going on behind that title. So yeah, you would need obviously to tweak it. You could be cuter than a bunny or cuter than, I don't know, you could come up with something like that, or nicer or better or whatever it is you can use instead of cuter than a kitten if you don't like that one. So up next, we've got the Course Schedule Headline Analyzer. It's one of the more popular headline analyzers. And it's the one that's been created by the guys, obviously, at Course Schedule. It does require you to have an existing title that can be tweaked. So you can take the one from the Portent headline generator and stick it into the Course Schedule Headline Analyzer, or even the AMA Headline Analyzer, and see what you get. So in many cases, I would generate my headlines using the forwarder tools. And then I'd use AME and Course Schedule then to do the final polishing of those particular headlines, which is cool. So when you get to the Course Schedule Headline Analyzer, you'd see sort of like the number one free headline analyzer on the top. And then there's a box where you can just stick your headline in and then click on the Analyze Now button. All you need to do is enter that headline, click Analyze Now, and the results will show and will give you a rating. And an analysis even. And it's very in depth and in detail. But for example, my original headline got a rating of 62. Your aim for this particular headline analysis is to get a rating of 70 or above. And it will actually break it down and tell you the different aspects of the headline, why it is you got a low score compared to a higher one. And mainly it's because sometimes the effect is because the headline is too long, but in most cases because you're not using power words in your headline or title. So have a look at that. I've left a link in the show notes for all of the analyzers and generators I've mentioned so far. So head on over to the show notes and you know, have a look there. And then finally, we've got the title generator. This particular tool is not very well known, but it's so good at generating over 700 titles in one go. I like it because I get ideas for looking at the generated titles. At the time of recording this particular podcast, there's no specific brand associated with the title generator, which is fine because I don't know who it belongs to, but it's just there available for everyone to use. When you navigate to the website, you would see something like Awesome Titles as a title for it. And then it says Title Generator, create 700 headlines with one click. It's good for content ideas, catchy headlines, ad campaigns, email subject lines, emotional titles, etc. So you enter your main key phrase and then click on Get Headlines. And then, boom, it automatically generates 700 headlines for you instantly. In the show notes, I have left a screenshot of the 19 headlines that I got by putting in the key phrase curated content. And I'll give you a few of them that was generated. At number 8, it was Get Stuck. Try these tips to streamline your curated content. Marriage and curated content have more in common than you think. Three curated content secrets you never knew. So they're all really, really good headlines. Obviously, you may want to tweak them according to your needs. But here's another one at number 17. Who else wants to know the mystery behind curated content? So hopefully that gives you sort of a feel What you need to do then is simply find three that you like, then tweak them to your liking. To polish them off, head over to the AME or the CoSchedule Headline Analyzer and see how you can improve them. And finally, pick the best one of the three headlines. The good news is that you can update all blog posts using these tools to improve your click-through rates sort of in the search engines. They're also very useful for social media, so Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, email subject lines, etc. So just remember, you don't only need one headline. By the time you finish creating a blog post, you also need headlines for all the different other things that you need to do when it comes to generating content and getting conversions to the things that you sell. All right, so split testing headlines. Have you ever wanted to know in advance which headline is best or will get the most response? Well, now you can using a piece of software called PickFu, and that's PickFu. It lets you create a poll so that you can literally ask the audience which headline is better and why. Using this kind of technology does come at a cost. You will need to pay $1 per respondent. If you are short on cash, you can always ask the same question or ask for feedback in your favorite and supportive Facebook group. They may get tired of you asking for feedback every single week or a few days for every single blog post, so be aware that it is not nice to annoy people. Split testing your headlines does help you to reduce the potential for errors and increase your click-through rates. There is also an option to install a headline split testing plugin. I know I used one before. The problem is that it slowed down my site, but if it is, like say for example, you're getting it doesn't, for you, the bottom line, it doesn't matter in terms of your slow site, but what you want to know is split testing one headline at a time. So in other words, depending on the gaps between when you write your blog post, so for me, it's once every week, maybe you can split test one headline at a time, and that way it wouldn't slow down your entire site. You can just, you know, it would be just one post doing your split testing at a time. It would allow you to have three different headlines that you can test against each other. After each post, or each headline, should I say, get 100 views, you'll be able to see which one gets the most clicks and pick that one as the winning headline. And you can keep doing that over and over. So it is easy to underestimate the importance of the title of your blog. The fact that it is the first thing that a potential reader sees says a lot. If you want to continue to make a great first impression, then spend time creating great headlines for your blog posts. Unless you are a great copywriter, creating awesome headlines can be difficult. However, the tools outlined above will help you to bridge the gap and give you the sparkles you need to win at catchy titles. You can also outsource this task to a virtual assistant or marketing company with the experience so that they can create them on the fly for you. So over to you. What has been your experience in generating a list of catchy titles for your blog? Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you will be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, or any of your favorite podcast players. If you're suffering from writer's block and you need a way to find blog posts that are popular in your niche, then check out this resource. I've left the link in the show notes. Are you a small business owner in need of ways to stay motivated on your journey to success? Then grab these motivational quotes designed for work. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. Finding it hard to stay focused so that you can achieve long-term goals? Then, if that's the case, you need to take a look at how to achieve business goals when faced with obstacles. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. If you're a startup or small business and in need to hire a virtual assistant to complete such tasks such as social media marketing, blogging, keyword research, or Pinterest account management, then take a look at the packages I have available. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. So that's it for today. Until next time, do enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.